End of one here in the Tiger Den on senior night. Valley 11, Warsaw 10. Valley with the possession here to start corner number two coming to the near end. And it will be Riley Shepard to throw it into Tate Kaiser with Cumberland and Nice and Walls out there for Joe Luce. Shepard at the top against Martin on the weave, handoff gives to Cumberland. He hands off to Kaiser. Warsaw is able to get through it. Kaiser to Cumberland, out on the right. He drives toward the right baseline. He's guarded by Carson Gould. Walls kicks it out to Kaiser. He'll drive in the lane, runs into Potter, banks it in. Kaiser with 7 first half points. Valley leads 13-10. Across the timeline, Carson Gould backs his way across to Walls, dribbles to the right wing, hands back to Jackson Gould. Jackson off a heavy screen, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Potter got run into hard, and a foul is going to be called against the Vikings. This will be on Kaiser. That's his first. Out of bounds to Warsaw.
Well, that might not be the last time we see that, because Tippecanoe Valley is playing off the ball and chasing about as hard as we've seen all year. They're not going to let anybody free and get an open jumper off of a screen.
Martin left wing, holding shoulder high, and a whistle and an illegal screen called against Warsaw. Potter, who just got run into, did some illegal running into. And here comes Luke Yeager back to the scores table to check in for Potter. With 7:15 left to go in the second. Yeager only made it through 19 seconds of the first quarter before he picked up his second foul. And Warsaw could really use him to play the rest of this half without picking up any more. Shepard down to the baseline for Nice, back out to Kaiser at NBA range. Warsaw will switch off. And Kaiser says, I'll take Yeager. He'll step up for a three-pointer. He missed it. It hit the backboard pole. It's out of bounds. It will belong to Warsaw.
Well, and I can't imagine that's what Joe Luce had in mind when you've got Tate Kaiser on Luke Yeager with two fouls. I would expect Tate Kaiser to take the basketball to the basket in order to either draw that third foul or Luke just have to let him be.
Heckman, left wing for Martin at the far end. Out top to Yeager between the circles. Heckman wants it and gets it at the right elbow. Backs down into Riley Shepard. He'll fall in fire and miss. And the rebound's grabbed by Shepard for Tippecanoe Valley. So a rough start for Drew. He has not scored yet. Skip past right corner Walls. He shoots a three-pointer, and he made it. His 16th three-pointer of the year. Walls already above his average with 5, and Valley leads 16-10, a minute and a half into quarter two. Well, if he's going to hit shots like that, Warsaw's going to be in trouble. Jackson Gould off a high screen. Inside to Yeager on the block. Leans back, takes it up strong, hit the bottom of the backboard. Got it back, shot it up, blocked under there. I'm not sure who got that one. Maybe Kaiser. Rebound to Riley Shepard. Long pass ahead, right corner. Walls for three again. Hits another one. Timeout, Warsaw. This will be a 30. We will take it. 5:55 left to play, second quarter. Tippecanoe Valley, 19. Warsaw, 10. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Jared back with you at the Tiger Den. Chris Cage back at the studios tonight. Our own Steve Scott is here with us at the Tiger Den. Warsaw down 19-10. Bricker picks up his dribble. Right corner to Carson Gould, down to Yeager on the block. Yeager, a cross-court pass, Heckman. He'll rise up for three. It's no good. Long rebound grab by the Vikings. Nice finally ends up with it. Out to Kaiser. Kaiser up the near side, walks it toward the middle. Now leans over the dribble as he walks all the way toward the right side of the court. He'll back away from Jackson Gould with 5:19 left to play in the half, and Valley leading 19-10. They lob it to Riley Shepard outside the three-point arc. Down to the baseline, Kaiser against Gould. He'll hand off to Cumberland. He's trapped on the baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds. Off of Cumberland. It'll be Warsaw ball. There's Jackson Gould again. And Jackson whispers in his ear, I do that 3 or 4 times a game.
Well, I think he might have just sold that call, too, because the way he looked at Nolan and laughed, Nolan kind of looked at him and smiled, too, because that was a good sell job by number two of the Tigers, because he pointed right away, and I think the official just decided to agree with him.
Backdoor cut. Carson Gould on the block, turning, shooting, hitting. Carson Gould with his first two. That ends a long drive spell for the Tigers. It's 19-12 Valley. Kaiser off to the right. Bounces back to Cooper Walls, who's already got 8 points. That's twice his per-game average. Nice kicks it out to the right. Kaiser measures up Jackson Gould, starts the corner, cut off there, and he knocked him over with an elbow, offensive foul. Sometimes Jackson fakes. He didn't fake that one. That was a hard hit right in the middle of the two in his chest.
Yep. Tate tried to clear out some space, and Jackson was there, but Jackson's just tenacity when he picked up the basketball, and we've seen that before, but that time Tate tried to clear out his space, and they caught him, and that's a good call by the official.
Couple of seniors who used to play together. 19-12 Valley, out top Bricker, off a screen for three, no good. Jaeger couldn't get to the rebound, and he just let it go. It's out of bounds to Tippecanoe Valley. Did he think that a Valley player hit that? Because he just kind of gave up on that.
I think he thought the ball was going to bounce out of bounds on that first bounce, and instead it was still inbounds, and Luke just kind of, instead of going after it, just kind of let it go.
Jaeger and Heckman out. Davis and Martin in. Almost midway through quarter two. Valley 19, Warsaw 12. Kaiser still out there. He's playing with two fouls. Cumberland right side. Flips it back to Walls. Walls looking for a backdoor screen. Nobody was open. Here's Johnson. Up the baseline goes Cumberland. Drives in and scores. Nolan Cumberland with his first two at 3:58 of quarter two. And Valley's back up by 9, 21-12.
That's the first real uncontested and good look that he's seen. Warsaw's done a good job defending him, but you can't leave Nolan Cumberland if you're going to leave anybody on this team.
Bricker out top, drives the right baseline, feeds Martin, who takes it in, missed it. Tipped by Davis, up and in. Martin in from the right, missed it. Davis from the left, tips it home. Valley's lead is 7. Kaiser back out top, Shepard. Fakes, now picks up his dribble against Martin. He needs help. Backdoor pass. Kaiser with the catch. Drives in. Shoots it. Missed it. Rebound tipped out loose. And grabbed by Bricker for the Tigers. Bricker up the middle of the court. Right side, Jackson Gould. Pull up 22-footer. No good. Rebound, Trey Davis. Ball knocked out of his arms by Johnson. He got it back. Bricker left side for three. Good. Luke Bricker's got 7. Timeout, Tippecanoe Valley. It's a full timeout. 3:08 left to play here in the first half. Valley 21, Warsaw 17. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Timeout called by Joe Luce. He didn't like the way things are going, wanted to change up something. So he takes a full timeout. 21-17 Valley with the ball, 3 minutes left to play first half. Hand off to the baseline, Cumberland. Couldn't get past Carson Gould. In the lane, Johnson, whistle, travel call. There was contact, but it came after Johnson had caught the ball and traveled. And so now Warsaw with the ball. They were down by 9. They could be down by 2 or less this trip.
This is reminding me a lot of the JV game. They started out a little bit better than JV team did, but they've really started picking it up now.
And a pass inside. A little off target. Trey Davis could have caught it. Probably should have caught it. Did not. And it goes out of bounds. And it belongs to Tippecanoe Valley.
The problem with that is I think if Trey catches it, he's underneath the backboard and there's nothing he can do. So when we're trying to pass it there, when he can't actually take it and score, you might as well just reverse the basketball and try for something else.
Pass the post. Foul called Jackson Gould. Jackson tried to reach over the top of Tate Kaiser to catch it. The last time Jackson and Tate played each other, Tate was a little shorter. When he was here, he was 5'10". Last year, he was 6 foot. Now he's 6'2". Kaiser already 7 points. It's 1-1 of the 7th Tiger foul. And Kaiser shoots and makes it. 8 first half points. His average 14. 22-17. Tigers down by 5. Kaiser could make it 6. One more for the left-handed senior. It's up and in. 4 out of 4. And a 3-point basket for Kaiser. 23-17. In favor of Tippecanoe Valley. Bricker. Across the top to Martin. Right side, Carson Gould. Back to Martin. Open. Driving the left side. Runs into a double team. Back to Carson. He throws it back to Martin in the corner. And he traveled. Martin took 3 steps without dribbling to back up into the corner to shoot. And Heckman will come back into the Tigers after another Warsaw turnover. How many did they have at the end of the first quarter?
How many turnovers?
Yes, sir.
Give me 1 second. Let me load this up here. Warsaw had 2 turnovers in the first quarter.
They've had, feels like 5 or 6
yeah.
This quarter. But it always feels like more when you're playing from behind, too, right?
Yep.
Walls picks up his dribble against Bricker. Down to the right corner, Riley Shepard. Shepard against Davis. Can't get past him. Threw it away. Throw right to Jackson Gould. Gould in transition, left wing, pull up, 15-footer is no good. Tip by Heckman, up and in. Finally, Heckman's on the board with 1:48 left to play here in the half. Warsaw trails 23-19.
Well, it's a good job by Drew of staying on the opposite side of that shot to be able to corral it in and finish.
Walls off the right, pull up, elbow jumper is no good. Gould the rebound for Warsaw. Jackson takes off up the left side, runs into Walls. Foul called on Walls. Cooper with his second. Free throws coming up here for Jax.
That foul was on the floor. Jackson got fouled and just kind of threw it up over his head and made that shot. But obviously the foul was on the floor, so it's not going to count. But that was a circus shot by Jackson after the whistle.
Walls with his second. Jackson shoots 1-1. Free throw up and in. His third point. Scoring has not been his thing lately. He had 5 against Plymouth. He had 13 against Marion. Well, that's because it didn't really matter because Heckman took over those games. Jackson shoots for his fourth point, and he puts it in. Gould 2 out of 2 at the line. It's 23-21. Valley with the ball and 90 seconds left to play before halftime. Kaiser across the line slowly. Gould went up and just whacked him. Jackson with a bad second foul. And free throws coming up for Tate.
Well,
they never had to throw a pass to get an opportunity to score.
And he looked over at Coach Moore and said, I'm fine. You can't make that foul 35 feet away from the basket and considering being fine because now you're sending one of their better free throw shooters up to the line when they didn't have to execute anything to get there.
Kaiser back up there, shooting 2. First one's good. Hit the front of the rim and flipped over. He's got 10 points, 5 in the first, 5 now in the second. He's put Valley up by 3. They've been having trouble executing their half-court offense against our defense. There's no reason to take that.
They send a lot of guys away from the ball on their cuts, and against our defense, when we're chasing as hard as we are, it's really tough to get them the basketball.
Kaiser makes both. He's an 81% free throw shooter, by the way. He's their best. It's back to a 4-point game, 25-21, 1:15 left to play before halftime. Martin, left side for Trey Davis. Davis back out to Martin, now to Carson Gould this side. Bricker, right wing. Valley's changed defenses. Trey Davis, left wing. To the corner, Bricker, wide open. Three-pointer, short. Rebound grab by Cumberland for Tippecanoe Valley. He'll spin his way across, tipped away. A steal, ahead to Heckman. He'll take it down and score. The ball was tipped away by Heckman, and Heckman with the finish, 25-23. Kaiser puts his head down to the free throw line against Davis, trying to hand it off. Now he finds an angle to shoot, and he missed. And Davis has the rebound for Warsaw. The Tigers with a chance to tie or take the lead here in halftime. Heckman across the line, left wing. Stop and go move down to the baseline. Lost on the way up. Foul call. Heckman's going to the free throw line to tie the game with 25.3 left in the half. And it's Kaiser, and that's his third. All this quarter. So free throws coming up for Heckman. And they'll have to bring in Nate Parker off the bench as Heckman shoots 2. First one's up and no good.
Well, and all that started with Drew Heckman, who came and back-tipped Nolan Cumberland when Cumberland thought that he made a good dribble move and got away from all the Warsaw defenders. That led to, you know, Drew's layup, and now he goes back to the free throw line getting Kaiser's third foul, and that is detrimental to the Valley Vikings because now they've got 3 guys in deep foul trouble.
Heckman shoots again. That one's good. 5 points in the first half. 25-24 Valley. They've got the ball. 23 seconds left to play before halftime. Walls drives in the lane, dumps it off to Nice on the right baseline. He'll back down into Martin, under the basket, too far, kicks it out to Nate Parker. Parker back out top to Walls. He fakes the 3, runs it down the lane, stumbles, traveled! He traveled maybe more than once. 7.5 left in the half. Jackson Gould runs back to the scorer's table to check in. They want him in there with a chance to get a basket. Now Warsaw's got to take a guy out of the game. Warsaw's got 6 guys on the floor. And Jackson Gould never told who he was going in for. He's going in for Davis. And they'll get into Jackson far sideline. 6 seconds, 5 at midcourt. He gets around 1, gets around 2, kicks it out to Heckman. A 3 at the buzzer, no good. And that will do it for the first half of play. Tippecanoe Valley 25, Warsaw 24. And this season, when the Tigers trail at halftime, they are 4-5. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Tippecanoe Valley 25, Warsaw 24. First half scoring for the Vikings. Cooper Walls, a huge first half. He averages four a game. He had eight, including 2 3-pointers in the first half of play. Nolan Cumberland, just 2 points. Steven Akase picked up 2 fouls. He's got 4. And the leading scorer, Tate Kaiser, back in his old stomping grounds with 11 first-half points. For Warsaw, Jackson Gould, 4. Also, Carson Gould, 2. Andrew Potter, 4. Drew Heckman, 5 points. And the leader, Luke Bricker, with a 3-pointer, 2 free throws, and a field goal for a halftime total of 7. Warsaw trailed Valley 11-10. The Vikings scored the first 8 points of the third quarter to go up 19-10. Then Warsaw came roaring back, got to within one, and that's where they are right now at 25-24, despite having several chances before the end of the half to take the lead. We were tied at 2-7, and we had 2 first half lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 44-39. Warsaw is 15-5 on the JV season. Valley falls to 18-3. All three of their losses have come against NLC opponents, Plymouth, Northwood, and now Warsaw. That's 8 straight wins for the junior varsity. Halftime, 25-24 in the varsity game. Valley with the lead. Jared's got the stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the varsity game here at the Tiger Den. Tippecanoe Valley 25, Warsaw 24. Time for the halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
First of all, for Tippecanoe Valley, they finished 7 of 16 in the first half for 43%. That includes 3 of 8 behind the 3-point line. They were a perfect 8 of 8 at the free throw line. Tippecanoe Valley had 10 total rebounds and 6 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 9 of 23 from the field for 39%. That includes 1 of 6 behind the 3-point line, 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 11 total rebounds and had 4 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Tippecanoe Valley had 4, Warsaw had 2. Second chance points, Tippecanoe Valley had 0, Warsaw had 5. Valley played to a .96 points per possession, while Warsaw played to a .92. And Tippecanoe Valley had 0 points off the bench, Warsaw had 13.
Well, I'm just looking at this. Stunning how many more shots Warsaw got off, but they only made 2 more. And Valley's got 2 3-pointers from Cooper Walls, who you're not a guy you're going to guard out there, really. And that's the difference in the game, is Walls has got those 2 threes.
Yeah, Warsaw's done a pretty good job defending Valley's best players, but they've lost Cooper Walls a couple times in transition where they made cross-court passes. Credit Walls for having his feet ready to go and taking those jump shots, but Warsaw's going to have to do a better job of finding him on the perimeter in transition.
Warsaw trails 25-24. It'll be Tiger ball to start the third quarter when we come back after this 2-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw.